The home opener for the Edmonton Eskimos in a unique season because of the FIFA Women's World Cup. The Eskimos did not have a preseason game at home. Really haven't been in the stadium until today for the first time. Brand new turf on the field. Although the old turf was only 3 years old. It was very nice. But it's newer turf. FIFA wanted new stuff, so they've got it. And you can tell the difference because it's not cut out on the corners at Commonwealth. So when you go tomorrow, if you think that it's maybe a little shinier than usual, it's because it's brand new turf. A few other things to discuss about the Eskimo home opener, more off the field than anything else. Senior Director of Marketing, Joyce Labriola, joins me in studio. Joyce, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's your only Thursday night home game of the season. I know the CFL, every team kind of has the one Thursday game. They do it in the summertime. And I know your season ticket holders, a lot of them had said that they don't mind one Thursday game. They just, 1 year, I think there was four or five, and that's when it was too much.
I think our fans have spoken loud and clear that they really want Friday and Saturday games. So we're participating in the Thursday night football program. And I think that using our home opener to kick that program off is great, but we'll stick to the regular weekend ones for them.
Ottawa and Hamilton historically have been kind of the two lowest draws for whatever reasons. Doesn't have the rivalry. Ottawa obviously hasn't won here since 83. Being the home opener, though, I'm guessing that's kind of a good time as well because Eskimo fans haven't even been in the stadium and the weather's going to be 32 degrees. So for a home opener against Ottawa, I should be expecting 35,000.
I would say we're aiming for about 30 right now. It's looking like we'll have a crowd just over 30. I think the fact that it's our we finally got the building back. Everything is going back to green and gold. We did a walkthrough this morning and saw a lot of the field logos and the uprights are going up. So it's really starting to look like football in our home again.
Also, the legend will be singing the national anthem tomorrow night, Joey Moss.
He will. Joey was just inducted into the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. And as part of an interview, he mentioned in a newspaper that one of his dreams was to participate to perform the anthem. So we've reached out to him and we're going to make his dream come true.
Well, he has sang the anthem more enthusiastically than anyone I can recall most nights at Rexall when you'd seen him behind the bench. And of course, even at Eskimo games over the years. So I do know that very few people will bring as much emotion to the singing of the national anthem as Joe will tomorrow night.
He's a local icon. I think that that's a great way to kick off our season in Edmonton.
Oh, he's an absolute W. There's very few people. I think Dwayne's the only guy, one of the few people who's been around the Eskimos longer. And obviously, he's the longest member of the Edmonton Oilers.
Also an icon.
Right now, yes. So he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
So that's great. I do want to talk about the kids club and the kids pack because, a lot of people, a lot of parents ask me about it. And for those who don't know, it's a new thing. I think it started last season where the kids, after the game now, can all go on the field.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get there? What side of the field do they have to enter on? And which kids are available? What's the rules to get on the field?
So there was a program called the Knothole program, the Knothole section back in days of yore where kids could go and they could play on the field. Now what they've done is they've changed it to a kids club. So it's a membership only club. So it's $10 for the whole year. You can sit anywhere in the building you want, whereas in the past you had to sit in that Knothole section. Now you can buy tickets to whatever location is to your preference. For $10, you can get down on the field. You get a bunch of swag. You get autographs from players after the game. It's really an amazing deal for them.
And it's $10 the whole year.
For the whole year.
And you get T-shirts and stuff right away. Mm-hmm. So, it really doesn't cost anything in theory of it. And it seems that that's growing. I've noticed when I come out of the locker rooms after the games that there's more and more kids. What's the timeline on from the end of the game until how long they can be on the field?
I think they can be down there for half an hour after the game. And our players love coming out and signing autographs and getting to run around with the kids a little bit.
Okay.
We're at about 900, I believe, signed up for it, which is a huge growth from last year.
Oh, wow. So it's up to 900 this year. Okay. What other things should Eskimo fans, is there anything new at concessions?
In the concessions, we have some gluten-friendly options that we've unveiled this year, just in response to a lot of feedback from our fans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
not pizza, is it? Is it gluten-free pizza?
I don't believe it's gluten-free pizza.
Not really. No. I can eat gluten, so selfishly that doesn't bother me. But
I'm a pretzel eater. So
oh yes.
I don't know that they have gluten-free pretzels.
No, I don't. I don't think there would be those. The entertainment over the years. I know we've had Len talk about it before.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you know, mixed reviews over, you know, the parties before or afterwards. Mm-hmm. Most seemed to like it after rather than before, correct?
Actually, our fans prefer before.
Oh, okay.
I think a lot of times because it's a long night.
Yeah.
You know, it's when if you get there and to deal with parking and or LRT, and by the time you park your car, take the LRT, get in, watch the game, it's hours, right? So it's a lot of times, overwhelmingly, we've heard that they want to go. But we have our pregame, the Coors Light Fans Fest, which is free. It's right across from the LRT station. So it's free with game ticket, and it's open to anybody over the age of 18.
And what's in there?
They have live music. We focus, as a community-owned team, we really felt that we should focus on local bands. So every week there's a different band. It's local, somebody you'll recognize from around town.
Nice.
And then Coors Light goodies, and prizes are given away, and a nice way to kick off sort of our own little beer garden before the game
starts.
Mark
Mageau and Ryan Rashad, can they get their band on the list to maybe perform in a few years?
In a few years?
Yeah, like they're not ready enough yet, but they've been talking about it.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, it's a super exclusive list right now, but we can put them on the wait.
On the wait, yeah. Mageau, there you go. You're on the waiting list. Might not be till 2020, but you are on the waiting list. He was begging me to ask about that. The overall game experience, will there be anything different this year for Eskimo fans than they've seen in the past at all?
Well, a huge initiative this year is we'll be having Wi-Fi for all of our fans in the building. So that'll come in August.
Oh,
August,
okay.
21st, free Wi-Fi for anybody in the stadium. So a lot of our contests will be driven to Wi-Fi technology.
Yeah, because right now the people's phones wouldn't work, right? It was kind of hit and miss,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
And so what do you have to do to go? Do you just have to get a tower? How does that work? Well, how do you get the free Wi-Fi? What happens?
Telus has come in and put in technological access box thingies all
okay.
over our building.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So that they've ensured that there'll be enough capability to support our fan base. So we're launching that with a social media themed night on August 21st.
August 21st. So so that means up until then you go
do
there.
Do not try.
You can actually just communicate with the people around you. Then on August 21st, you can ignore everyone and
yes.
just talk to your phone, like
yes.
some people seem to do.
For the home opener, you have to talk to your friends and family.
Yes, which is fine. Will there now people always ask right away on text messages wondering the dogs? I assume are coming back.
The dogs will not be back
what?
This year.
Whoa. No dogs?
I didn't think I had anything really that interesting to talk to you about. We have new turf. So we have moved that activation to something that's really exciting, and the fans will love it just as much. I guarantee you.
Why? Because you're worried about dog
away.
Poop on the turf?
It, you know, I think it's frowned upon.
Really?
In game, I don't know if
yeah, but
want.
Those dogs are trained. I've never seen one dropping a bomb on the turf. Maybe I missed that. But
yeah, I don't know if you can train dogs to not do that.
Well, they just seem they're so into the race, right? It's like athletes when the game's on. You know,
right.
Hey, I'm diamond around it.
Yeah.
Do parents have to be on the field with their kids, or can the parents just walk them down the gate and then the kids run on the field and dad and mom can sit in the stands?
Yeah, they sit in the stands. They walk them down the aisle in section B for
yes.
boy,
okay.
and then they can wait in the stands while their children go and run on the field. They can see them the whole time, so it's safe.
It's section B, and that is on the west side of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the southwest side of the stadium, kind of closest to the Eskimos locker room, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So any of the parents, any of the kids, it's $10 for that for the kids club, and right basically 5 minutes, 10 minutes after the game, you can come down. You can sit in section B, and then they open up the gate, and the rodents wheel around on the field.
Yep, it's great.
And now, are parents allowed to go with them if they want, or no?
No.
So it's only for kids.
Only for the kids.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Right. So no helicopter parents. Basically, it's like you got to let them out there. They can run around. Is there an age limit, like a minimum age requirement?
Oh, dear. I believe it's the cutoff is 12.
12. And then, but I'm assuming, you know, like 2-year-olds, like you got
to
be.
I would imagine you have to be verbal.
Okay. Fair enough. So you got to be at least 3 so they're talking, they can understand what's going on. Okay.
It's on the website.
And this is for every game. This isn't a one-time thing. This is every game for parents.
Every game, every year.
Yeah. It's Kids Club. It's $10 for the entire mm-hmm. year, basically a buck a game or however many games you go to. And it's for every game afterwards.
Yes.
Right. So that includes the matinees, everything else. So if you want to let them stay up a little bit later and they want to run on the field, and kids love that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
That is a big, I've seen them, and a lot of them, they'll bring their own little football and they play catch mm-hmm. and everything like that on the field. They get to line up. I've actually seen a few of them try to play their own little touch football games on the field after the game.
Yeah, as a...
It's a pickup game of football.
I will say, as a new parent, I enjoy watching that part a lot now.
Yeah, I could see that. For
cute.
Kids,
it's super cute.
The knot now, the kids' club isn't like the knothole game as far as where you sit.
Nope.
Right?
No.
This is just for after the game. Has there been interest? Because I know a lot of the generation, the people who grew up in the knothole game, mm-hmm. they loved it. Right?
Yeah.
I know there's the family sections.
Yeah, we have the Save-On Foods family
right?
huddle.
But the actual knothole gang where just kids said that's not going to be revived?
No. I think that the brand awareness for a family section has sort of shifted over the last couple of years to that family huddle brand. So this year, if you go to any Save-On Foods, you can get tickets to our game.
We do have a lot of texts from people wondering, how can you get a seat on the field level in those tents? How does that work?
You can call the Eskimos office for in the field level lounge or the sideline club.
Yeah, the sideline club.
Yes.
So
yes.
You can get general seats to those.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Those are... And the rooftop patio is got a stunning view. It's sold out for this year, but they are running a wait list to get on it for next year. It's pretty exceptional.
Oh, yeah, that's.
Have you seen that?
Well, yeah, they've seen. You brought those in last year,
yes.
Right? With the basically you got four high tops mm-hmm. around the four chairs around the table.
Yep, over top of the south end, so you're looking down onto the field. It's amazing up there.
There was some talk of, and I know you know, Len has discussed this before, and you know it's obviously down the road about having something similar, maybe even on the north end in the long term. Is that or even changing the seating at the end zones?
Mm-hmm.
Right there's talk about that refurbishing. Any idea when that's possibly coming?
I don't have any idea. I know that, you know, it's a big building.
Mm-hmm.
It would be amazing to have that sort of social communal area again. But, you know, when that would happen, that would be a city initiative.
Senior Director of Marketing for the Edmonton Eskimos, Joyce Labriola, joins us. And I think Joyce has a few tickets that we will give to people for the home opener.
Yep.
Tomorrow night. Yep. Nice. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll take, how many sets do you got?
One.
Well, guess what? Majot?
They're very rare.
Very rare. Nice. Okay. These are good seats, but I've been looking at them. They're great seats. Okay. So caller number 5 at 444-1260. You got a pair of seats for tomorrow night's home opener, the Eskimos and the Ottawa Red Blacks. Of course, you can get in early on the east side of the stadium. That's where they have the pregame party.
The Fan Fest.
Fan Fest.
The Darina Harvey Band will be playing some Celtic tunes.
And where can people, I got parents now wondering, where can you purchase the Kids Club tickets?
You can go online. You can go to theesks.com or on game day, there is an info table set up on the concourse.
On the concourse. Mm-hmm. On each side?
Just on one side.
Just on the west side?
Yes.
Okay. And again, that's Section B for those parents who maybe have a kid who's already registered. Mm-hmm. Section B, after the game, you can come down and then your young son or daughter can get on the field up to the age of 12. Joyce, I appreciate you coming in. Best of luck in the season.
Thank you so much for having me.